WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. CBS News has learned the Trump administration is looking to make more cuts at FEMA by requiring employees to reapply for their jobs. Bob Deans with the National Resources Defense Council worries the cuts will hamper disaster relief.
These disasters are coming at us like a runaway train.
More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
In an email labeled hiring update obtained by CBS News, FEMA informed employees Friday of a new hiring process, overhauling contract renewals for more than two-thirds of the agency's workforce. The decision has created fears that the new process will effectively gut the majority of FEMA's workforce over the next 2 to 4 years by forcing employees to reapply for their jobs.
More than 200 FEMA probationary employees have already been fired. From the plains to the Carolinas, some areas of the country are at an elevated risk for wildfires. WSPA-TV reporter Kelsey O'Donnell is in Polk County, North Carolina.
I was petrified.
Laura and Lee Teeter consider themselves few of the lucky ones. Their rental property spared by a nearly 200-acre fire in Polk County. Mark and Amanda had just flown in from L.A. renting the cabin for the weekend, thinking they were escaping the California wildfire cleanup, only to face another round of evacuations.
There's a statewide burn ban in North Carolina. Police in Las Cruces, New Mexico, are searching for suspects from last night's mass shooting at a park. Mayor Eric Enriquez says 18 people were shot.
Three of them deceased that we know. A senseless death. Our hearts go out to the victims, the family, their loved ones, friends, and to our community.
There were 200 people at the park for a car show when the shots were fired. CBS's Allie Bauman has good news about Pope Francis.
Pope Francis's doctors say he will be discharged from the hospital on Sunday. He spent nearly 40 days fighting double pneumonia. He was admitted on February 14th with bronchitis that grew worse. His doctors say Pope Francis will need at least 2 months of rest and rehabilitation after he returns to the Vatican.
Israel has launched airstrikes on Lebanon after rockets were fired across the border into Israel. Hezbollah denies any involvement. The BBC's Hugo Bashega is in Beirut.
There has been this very fragile ceasefire, but at the same time, the Israeli military has continued to carry out attacks against what it describes as Hezbollah targets across Lebanon. It says that it is acting to stop Hezbollah from rearming, and also Israeli troops continue to occupy 5 points in the south of the country.
At least one person was killed in Lebanon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Mag Zinc Radio across the great state of Wisconsin. Rob Roberts here, filling in for Jimmy K this week. Also, Rocker, how you doing in there?
What's happening, Rob?
I got to tell you, the sun is so bright, but it's still cold out.
Yeah, there's a little chill still left in the air.
Oh. Now, I got to tell you, this hour is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. And it's going to be a great hour.
It is. It's always a great hour with local music on Mag Zinc Radio, Rob.
Yeah. We're going to start this hour with two in a row from the Gentlemen Grifters. And what I love about Mag Zinc Radio is I have never heard this band before.
Neither had I. I talked to them the other day and they sent me this music. I think it just got released yesterday. So it's brand new. And I love premiering brand new music here on Mag Zinc Radio.
That's what it's all about. And we're going to spread it all across Wisconsin right now on Mag Zinc Radio.
Don't you know that it's true?
That it's true.
I'll always come home to you.
Come home to you.
Why do you do the things you do?
Do.
You know I'll never be untrue.
Never gonna be untrue.
I keep trying, but I can't change your mind. We open.
crow flies. It's only a mile, but on a John Deere it's gonna take a while. Through these hills I slowly climb. Wish I could travel as the crow flies. Wish I had a straight line to a kiss. In the mountains, the roads they like to twist. Got no license, I ain't got no truck, but my long tractor means that I ain't stuck. As the crow flies, it's only a mile, but on a John Deere it's gonna take a while.
Gentlemen Grifters, right here on Magzing Radio. Hey, Rocker, they start streaming everything yesterday. That album is out there. Wherever you get your social media things, you can connect with them and then find where all the streams are. Maybe use the Apple Music, Spotify, whatever. It's As the Crow Flies is the new album, and you can get it that way wherever you go and get your albums. Where do you get your albums, Rocker? From the email, when they email them to you. That's how you get them, right?
Yeah, I would say that's how I get them. Email me MP3s. In fact, if you're in a band and you're out there and you want to email us some music for consideration for on your playback, email us an MP3 to music@civicmedia.us.
That's the best way.
That's
to do
the
it.
Best way.
Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, pow, you're on here on Max Inc. Radio and all across the great state of Wisconsin. I was listening to 101 FM, The Shaw, last time I was down there in Waukesha doing some wedding planning for my daughter. Got to listen to The Shaw when I was in there downtown. So that was super cool, too. Rocker, what else do we have going on this weekend on Max Inc. Radio tonight?
All right, Rob, let's see. We have Brad Van of Aftershock Classic Arcade here in Madison, and he's also the singer and songwriter and guitarist of Droids Attack. He'll be in here telling us all about his Classic Arcade and his mission to preserve Classic Arcade experience. Nathan Rells from Maestranza. It's a new Madison band, and I honestly don't know much about him, so I'm curious to hear. And Nathan Rells and his sax player will be in here to tell us about that band. Lo Marie.
Yes.
She is going to do a mini lair tonight, play some songs, talk about she's going to be playing in the Respect Show, celebrating women in music that's happened at the Majestic Theater next week.
Cannot wait for that show.
And Jimmy Vaguely, the Jimmies, are playing the Mama Cares 10-year anniversary, and our Terry Barr talks with Jimmy Vaguely. Find out what's new with them at Max Inc. After Hours this week with Jimmy K., Wisconsin Americana country, bluegrass, folk, and regional and national artists who are coming through Wisconsin.
Hey, you know, we should also take a moment to say, I heard the Lower Fifth, they were on last time I was here. They have a new album coming out, too, this summer sometime, so I thought we'd play some of them next. What do you think?
Yeah, that'd be great. They have some shows coming up, yes?
Yeah, for sure. Gamma Ray. That's where I'm going to go see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Lower Fifth right now on Max Inc. Radio.
There's time to see. There's time to think. There's time to sit. And have a drink, there's no need to wait in line. Just come inside and have a good time, cause we're all here to sing and play, and we wish and wait for today, cause we're drinking and laughing. Ears will bend, I'm glad to be here with my friends, the Up North. We have a good time, the Up North. Music and rhymes, we all want to win the shake of the day. And friends, the Up North, smiles and grins. Now that we're here, let's party. Just unwind, cause we're all here to have a good time. No seats to fill, but not for long, cause we're dancing and clapping. We're singing songs, and when we're together, the circle never breaks. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure the memories last. Let's raise a glass while we sing. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure the memories last. Let's raise a glass while we say, come on! The Up North, we have a good time. The Up North, music and rhymes, we all want to win the shake of the day. The Up North, music and friends, the Up North, smiles and grins now that we're here. Let's party like it's sad. Memories last, let's raise a glass while we say. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure. Memories last, let's raise a glass while we say. The Up North, we have a good time. The Up North, music and rhymes, we all want to win the shake of the day. The Up North, music and friends. Smiles and grins now that we're here. Let's party. Now that we're here, let's party.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Canon Max Inc. Radio. They're doing live stuff. Cargo Coffee East 329. Hey, thanks for joining us here on Max Inc. Radio. This half hour, our sponsors, Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And then Herbal Aspects, now with four locations in Dane County. New store in Sun Prairie on Obago Street, University, and Gammon Road. Or online, always at herbalaspect.com. Rocker, I gotta tell you, excited. I've got the Them Cooley Boys coming up, taking us to break. And then, a little secret, brand new Them Cooley Boys are going to be playing in the third hour. We're going to sneak that one in.
Oh,
I know.
Wow. I love that we always have a little bit of new music from Wisconsin-based artists.
I love it, too.
And Blame It on Kane, they're up from Milwaukee way.
Yes.
And they recorded that at Cherry Pit Studios. We were listening to some of their acoustic, but they have three or four albums of, you know, harder edge music, I guess you might say.
Okay. All right.
Blame It on Kane, they're a great band.
They are a great band.
Great rock and roll.
Yep. And the Blush is a good tune also. Yeah. So, Rocker, we talked about what's coming up in this next half hour. I'm really excited about the Jimmys. They're doing the Mama Cares 10-year anniversary. As always, we got the patent-pending Max Inc. Radio Jimmy Tracker. So we'll tell you where else they're doing live stuff a little bit later on when we play a track of theirs. But first, let's do them, Cooley Boys, and then we're going to go to break, and then we'll come back and do some more stuff together, yeah?
Sounds good, Rob.
All right. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches.
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advanced tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Little Last Crack. Then we'll talk to Brad. He's in the studios right now. On Max Inc. Radio. Joe's Last Crack on Max Inc. Radio.
All right. Hey, Rob, you know, that was Three Ghosts from Last Crack's The Uprising. That was a 2019 released album. But we were just talking, you know, those songs were written probably around 2004. Mm. So it's pretty interesting that Last Crack will also be playing at the Rocker Jamboree up on May 4th. That's going to be a great show with a couple of bands who haven't played in, you know, like 20 years, some of them.
Together.
Right? Last Crack, Magic 7, Mind Ox. We're going to, we're going to hear a little Mind Ox coming up in just a minute. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're going to be talking about the Rocker Jamboree in just a moment. But Brad Van, he's been living two lives. One is a founder and guitarist and vocalist for local legendary stoner rock band Droids Attack, and the second running Classic Arcade Machines in Wisconsin since the late 90s. He opened his first location of Aftershock Classic Arcade on the north side of Madison in the year 2000, and now Aftershock is the largest arcade bar in the state with over 100 arcade machines and two party rooms.
Nice.
Brad Van, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
So, Brad, I noticed that you were still using your AOL email.
Yes.
What's up? Everybody's on Gmail, and now you're on AOL.
Yeah. I've always had it, and when my band first started, I just started, you know, using that screen name, and I just never got rid of it.
You know, and it's the contacts, right? Moving the contacts from one place to another is impossible.
Yeah. Well, I got a Gmail account, but I just forward it to my AOL.
That'll work too. It's like a big circle. It's a big circle. You know,
I'm a creature of habit, man. I'm real consistent. What can I say?
Oh, that's funny. I know. Well, I've known Brad for so many years, and we definitely corresponded over chat many times on AOL, right? I was on AOL way back in the beginning.
Do they still have chat?
I think so. I haven't used AOL chat in like the longest time. Yeah. I mean, LOL.
Somehow it just connects
LOL, that comes from AOL chat, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, all that stupid stuff, yeah.
It's funny. Brad, I've been following your music career since the mid-90s, and tell us a little bit about Brad Van, the musician. I mean, you started on drums, and now you're founder, singer, and guitarist for Droids Attack.
Yeah. I wanted to be a drummer in a band, and all the bands that I ever joined as the drummer, eventually they would break up, and I'd put all this work into like putting my parts down. I mean, I know you probably know what that's like, right?
I do.
You're a drummer. And I just kind of thought, man, you know, I should probably learn how to play guitar if I want to be in a project that I can take with me.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I decided I wanted to keep playing music because it's one of my favorite things to do. And so I started learning how to play guitar. I started when I was 18, and by the time I got good enough to start kind of playing the music I really wanted to play, like I started off playing, you know, like my old band Daisy Head Maisie that you're familiar with, was kind of more like a strummy, you know, like open chord kind of singer songwriter stuff, very like alt rock kind of influenced. I really wanted to play like the heavier stuff, you know, like I was really into Helmet, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, you know, bands like that. And I, Tool. When I started learning how to pick, you know, a little better and, riff a little more, I started taking it into that different direction. I decided the name didn't fit anymore. So I wanted to do Droids Attack and keep that sound as consistent as I could.
Man, it's a great story. I remember, wasn't it you played drums for Jolly Naked Fisherman, was it?
Yep. We started that band, I might have been 16, 17. I can't remember.
Did you guys play naked or what?
No, it was just, you know.
They only fished naked.
We came up with that name. How it is when you've got like four guys and you're trying to come up with something. I think we all just wrote down a bunch of words. And we just sort of came up with that and thought it was funny. It made us laugh, so we stuck with it.
Now, excuse me, I grew up in the 80s. I spent many rolls of quarters playing Asteroids and Robotron at the local bowling alley. And what was your favorite game, and what inspired you to start preserving classic arcade machines and keeping the classic arcade experience alive?
Well, you know, one of the first games I remember was Pac-Man.
Yeah.
I was, like, very young when video games first hit, and they were all the rage. I remember I was, like, at a bowling alley playing Pac-Man with my aunt. And I just remember that one. That was the first arcade machine I ever bought. So that's a favorite of mine just because of the, you know, like the memories. But, you know, Joust, Tempest, a lot of those games, Zaxxon, you know, I could go on. I really, really just dig arcades. And, you know, back then you could go anywhere and there would be a machine. So whatever it was, I'd want to check it out and play it. And, you know, over the years, I just kind of, I was just in that scene. So I knew what games were cool. And when the arcade industry was in the decline back in the late 90s, they were just giving these things away. I bought my first Pac-Man machine at a Euro restaurant on Williamson Street for $100. And I was like, man, if I could buy this game for $100, I'm going to start an arcade. And so I did. And my first arcade was on Northport Drive. And it was, I just spent about, I don't know, 3 years collecting about 50 machines when I opened that place.
How did you learn how to fix them?
Well, you know, back then it was a lot harder. There was this message group I was on called Recreational Games Video Arcade Collecting, so RGVAC. And there were a lot of other collectors on there. And, you know, you'd say, hey, I've got a Pac-Man machine and the monitors, you know, looks like this. And somebody would tell you what to look for. And eventually, you know, like I met my technician, Al. And him and I have been working together since I bought my second machine. I bought it from him. He had it in his kitchen. A game called Rolling Thunder by Atari put it out, but it's a Namco game. And it's a great game. Love that game. Ever since then, he's been helping me fix games. Now he works at the arcade. Back then, you couldn't really find a lot of parts if you weren't in any sort of scene like that. There were not any, like, you know, like emulation and everything was there, but it wasn't like, you know, Raspberry Pi or any of these things that people do now to, you know, like make games at their home, like cabinets and things. Parts, people make, you know, reproduction parts now. It's a lot easier now than it was back then.
You were definitely one of the pioneers of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Brad, Aftershock has been at several locations, as you said, over on the north side. That was behind Young Garden Center.
Yeah.
And now you've settled on East Washington Avenue here in Madison with more than 100 games and two party rooms. Yeah. Tell us about your arcade.
It's like, you know, just I've been wanting to have like either like a pizzeria or a bar or something. So, you know, I've been looking for partners over the years, and I finally found one that wanted to do a bar with me. And so, you know, at this time though, this is like, I don't know, 20 years or so. I can't remember how long it's been. And, I had so many games and we needed a big space. And so I just was like, I have more games than we can fit in the space. So, we got a full bar. A lot of games that you can't find anywhere else.
That's right. I know, because I've looked. I've played a couple of those.
Yeah. We have, you know, it's kind of more like a museum than it is like a straight-up arcade.
Yeah, but it's a working museum, right?
Yeah.
It does bring back, you know, many memories, honestly, when you walk around and you see that the graphics sometimes are just, you know, the actual physical game.
Yeah.
Or a pinball machine.
Sure, yeah. We got about 21 pinball machines, and the rest, we got, like, skee ball, we got air hockey. You know, like a lot of the typical stuff, you know, that you find at other arcades. But then, you know, we'll have like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. We'll have, you
Missile
know,
Command.
Oh, yeah. We got Missile Command. We got
Robotron.
Oh, yeah. Those are very like, those are like the core classics. Yeah. You need to have those. But, you know, you can't really, you don't see Dragon's Lair, you know, at a lot of these places. You don't see, you know, like Pac-Land or, you know, like, you know, some of these more kicks. You know, Discs of Tron. I don't think anybody else has a Disc of Tron in Wisconsin.
Do you remember the tabletop football games that you'd have a rollerball?
Trackball, yeah.
Trackball?
The Atari, yeah. We've got some cocktail table games. We've got I put them out and like as tables for people to use them as tables, but they don't seem to understand. Like, you can't use this as a table. Like, it's a vintage game. I'm like, yes,
get your beer off there.
I used to use this as a table all the time at Pizza Hut when I was a kid.
Is it still a quarter?
Oh, yeah. We use tokens, and the tokens are a quarter each, yeah.
Now, every Tuesday night, Aftershock hosts a pinball tournament. Is there anyone in town who you would say is the pinball wizard?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's a lot of very talented people in town. We've got this one fella who comes every week, and he's in the top three every week.
Wow.
And yeah, he's just very, very good and practices a lot, I guess. I mean, I see him at the arcade when we're not having our tournaments and stuff too.
He has stamina.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, the reflexes you need for that and the, you know, like just the understanding of the physics, I guess. I don't know.
The magnet.
Yeah, maybe he has a magnet in his pants. He's like, he got it like a left lean, so instead of going straight down the middle, it goes to the left flipper. I think that's probably it.
Well, what's the tournament?
So every Tuesday between 6 and 7, you sign up and you warm up. It's a $5 buy-in, and then at the end of the night, the top three get a cash prize. We do like a three-strike knockout, so you play against somebody. If you lose, you get a strike, and you know, you play at least three rounds, and if you, you know, get three strikes, you're out. We just go until we have a winner,
and that is pretty cool. Well, back to Aftershock Classic Arcade is one of the sponsors who came together to make the Rocker Jamboree happen at the Burr Oak in Madison on Sunday, May 4th. It features legendary Madison bands who haven't played together for many years, including Last Crack, Magic Seven, Mind Ox, and Subatomic. It's a benefit for Mama Cares, a part of Madison Area Music Association that helps out musicians in their time of crisis, usually medical. And it's also helping me in kind of some of my medical crisis as I recover from a serious medical incident. Brad, I can't thank you enough for Aftershock helping out.
Yeah. Oh, glad to, man. And glad you're still here.
I'm glad I'm still here.
Yeah. That was scary when I heard the news, man. I was like, oh, dude, that's my good pal.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You were the one, you came out on Facebook and you had a very memorable post you made. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Well, I meant every word.
And find more details on Aftershock Classic Arcade on Facebook. And Brad Van, thank you so much for coming into the studio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, the Rocker Jamboree, as we were saying, was happening at the Burr Oak Sunday, May 4th. And one of the bands that's getting back together, Rob, is Mind Ox.
Yes.
And Mind Ox was a band that came about after Last Crack with Pete Ress on guitar and Butto on vocals from Last Crack. And we have another song queued up, and we're going to hear it for the first time here on Max Inc. Radio. Jefferson Pendarvis, Mind Ox. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If I had my way, if I had my way, I'd keep you here with sturdy chains. If I had my way, I'd drug you through and keep you safe. I'm
Mind Docs on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker Jamboree happens Sunday, May 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison with Mind Docs and, of course, Last Crack. You can always get tickets at the BurrOakMadison.com. More information always at MaxIncRadio.com. Also, we're going to do a double dip in hour number two. We've got lots more guests coming up right around the corner, too. But before that, let's play a little Paul Flipowitz. Crystal Corner Bar, 426. You're listening to local music right here in Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio.
cross is coming down. Light it up, burn it to the ground. There's no love within those walls. It's just a domicile and a port of call. It's not a place that you call home. Instead of coming on the telephone. Broken hearts and broken too. We're gonna bring it down, the shaking and the boom boom. We've been long. Boom, boom. Now our daddy died years ago, when the whiskey river overflowed. Dysfunction atrophy, good Lord, hot damn. Should have seen you fool the priest with a penitent smile. Cheap skin on a crocodile. The shaking and the boom boom.
Mark Croft on Max Inc. Radio, Edgewater, Bluegrass Fridays. That's the next time you can see him. 5:30. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. FEMA is next on the Trump administration's target list for job cuts. CBS News has learned many employees will have to reapply for their jobs. One Louisiana official says state governments cannot pick up the slack if FEMA is dismantled.
No, I don't think there's agreement that that could happen.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang is the co-chair of the National Association of Counties Task Force that's working on recommendations to modernize FEMA and to update disaster policies. She says the federal government needs to be involved in disaster response in some way, shape, or form.
You need capacity beforehand. You need trained people beforehand working these events.
While Shang says state governments have qualified people that can help with disaster relief, they don't have the resources that the federal government has to help victims.
When it happens, they're overwhelmed too. Just like we're overwhelmed at the local government, the state is overwhelmed.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
Evacuations are underway in western North Carolina, where strong winds are fueling